I'd like to welcome the members of the Emory County Planning Commission to the August 9th meeting of this commission. In attendance, Julie Johansson, Bill, whatever his last name is, the wagon master, Tyler, whoever he is, Bruce, myself, Gary, and Jim Jennings.
Do you know your own last name?
I probably do, but I'm not going to. I know yours too. And
it's privileged information.
You don't know mine yet, then?
No, I don't really care. Do you?
No, you don't.
You're getting old and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm older than anyone here.
First item is approval of July 19th, 2023 minutes.
And I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes.
I will second it.
Motion and with the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Item 3, general plan. Discussion, approval, deny. I mean, we've talked before, and I think the county is looking at, as we put this on the official record, coming up with money to get a professional in to help us with it, since we are to the point of needing we need the professional assistance to make our general plan in compliance with the rules and regulations out there. So any discussion on the general plan?
I just want to know, I have one comment. Did any of you take the general plan and compare it to the draft that he gave it to us? Did anybody do that?
I looked at the draft.
The same.
They are the same.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of copy and paste. I've said my piece. I'll keep quiet now. Go ahead.
And she has a point there, but
I agree.
But we're going to leave it at that. General plan, basically, for all of you, for Tyler, is that it's the guide for what the county does. If you want money from CIB, you better be in the general plan what you're applying for, or you will not get that money. And so they want to see that it's a vision, that it's been a long-term vision, that this is where the county is going.
It's also guidance for
land
agencies.
Mm-hmm.
State and federal agencies to help guide them in
for Forest Service, BLM.
Yes,
of which we have several acres of their property.
Just a couple.
Does it cover the solar system?
The solar system?
Solar system.
A little more broad.
The solar appliance we have.
Oh, the solar system. Wow.
Farms.
It's a lot of liability.
It's a broad subject.
Yeah.
I think our general plan would say leave it alone.
The solar system?
As is.
Legal on? Okay, that sounds as good as any.
So, any thought on the general plan? Anything else other than what the county is, what we're working on right now? We are looking for, it's not so much that we can't come up with what we want in there that makes us happy, but there's probably some stuff that would make the state of Utah happy too and make it easier, even dealing with the federal government, since they're the majority landowner in this county.
There was recommended changes by the state.
Yeah, those five things.
But the Forest Service and the BLM have to follow the general plan is what they have to follow in their applications, in their laws and their ordinances. They have to meet the general plan. That's what sets their standards.
So if we can make ours stronger and better for the county compared to what others have, I mean, that's really why we're looking for additional outside help. It's not that we're not capable here of coming up with something, but there might be stuff that we don't even think about that really should be in there, especially with changing times. So and land issues will not be going away.
No.
I think our biggest hang up is, you know, we put out that RFP or Q or whatever it is to have people submit, and we had those three people submit, or companies submit, but it was way outside the scope of funding that we had available. And so that's why things are slow right now, is we're trying to figure out, do we redo what our scope of work is and reduce that and say, this is what the amount of money we're willing to spend. Is anybody interested in within this amount? Or do we get the funding from CIB and jump it up to their 60 whatever thousand dollars that they were, their proposal was? So that's where the hang up right now is, and why things slowed down is because of that.
I still think we're capable of taking care of it.
Well, when you say we, who's we?
You because and I and all this bunch here.
I don't think it
and I disagree.
Yeah, because it's not that we can't write ordinances, but a lot of our ordinances deal with cows on the mountain, and we want this to be grazing, we want this to be, and we want this. But there are things that we don't even think about as a group, and that we may not think about, that really need to be in there in the future, just simply because things are changing so quickly. I mean, every person here, so maybe Natalie, life has changed since we were born. And by 1,000% or more. I mean, it's not the same.
And you know, for you older people,
from where I can see, kind of too, and this is just because of my background, I like the liability aspect that somebody with different eyes created it, so mm-hmm. that it can't come back on Emory County fully.
That's true.
That's true. And that's,
well, I would change it. I would put approved by somebody else. Approved it. Went through and approved what's there.
Well, there's things.
Then let's table our discussion until we find out what we're going to do. I mean, really, what else can we do?
I don't know.
So if we're waiting, we're going to wait and see if they get the funds, if we're going to hire somebody, or if we're going to do it.
Yes.
So let's table our discussion. I mean,
so if we table it, I have to continue to leave it on the agenda, and we have to table it every
okay,
month.
So I'm okay. going to postpone it indefinitely.
Yes,
then.
So can we make a motion to take it off the
okay,
agenda?
Okay, I will make a motion to postpone indefinitely, which means we won't pull it back up until somebody wants to.
I'll second that. Motion to move it.
Is that, am I right, Bill? That's the way you do it. You postpone it indefinitely, and then
it's not that you pull it back up when somebody wants to pull it back up. It doesn't have to stay on the agenda.
You have to deal with it the next meeting if you lay it on the table. But if you postpone indefinitely, then go forever.
Are you happy with that, Natalie?
So I can take it completely off the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Until you have something to report to us.
Have a motion.
Is that what you want to do, Jim? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a monthly update. So I think that it doesn't matter to me. To be honest with you, I don't think we need to leave it on there if we're not going to discuss it. But I honestly see us discussing the general plan every meeting until it's completed.
Well, when you have more information for us,
yeah, that's. And we'll just put it back on. That's what I think is.
Hmm. Well, by using this indefinitely, it says we can bring it back any time.
Yeah.
But we don't have to bring it back.
Correct.
So we have a motion and a second to remove the general plan from the monthly meeting requirements. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed unanimously.
I didn't vote.
He seconded it. What?
So you?
No, you're against it.
The motion, the way that it sounds, we're going to bring it back.
Even if it's cold, we'll bring it back.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It will get back before this. And as soon as we know about money, it'll get back before this. And if there is no money, we'll do the best we can, and we'll get Todd Thorne over here to help us.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion. We adjourn.
Well, that kind of shuts down the rest of the meeting.
We don't have to vote for it.
We are. That's fine.
Second.
but I do have a parting comment. I'm so glad we have the Dingell Act, because I think President Biden would have made the swell a